I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fans are fans because they want to be. They wish they could do what athletes could do. I'd love to throw 100. I mean, when was the first time that you looked up at a gun and it read 100? You remember? You must.
Yeah, the first time I hit 100 was in Rowan, Georgia. I believe I came in like the third or fourth, just first guy to the pen. And later, after the game on the bus, our video guy came up, told me I hit triple digits, and I couldn't believe it. I texted my family, and it was definitely a milestone for me.
So you got to get like a screenshot of that, right? Somehow you got to.
I'm sure they have the footage somewhere. Yeah.
You did it the other day, but here's the key, and obviously you found that out coming up. I mean, you can throw 100. Guys can hit 100. What's the key, and how have you been able to kind of harness that and get the proper movement that you need to advance?
Yeah, it's really just adjusting speeds and changing location with pitches to keep them off, the fastball, because no matter how hard you throw it, yeah, they'll eventually time it up. So it's changing speeds and locations with those pitches.
Well, cool thing is you're not the only one here. I mean, Birdie hit it the other day too, so that's kind of their little friendly competition there.
You're like, yeah, okay. Definitely. I believe I got 101 yesterday.
Oh,
so
did you?
Yeah.
I missed that. I only saw 99.
No,
I guess
no,
I wasn't
I don't
paying
think,
attention.
Yeah, they said the gun read 101. So I'll go fact check that on TrackMan, see if that's legit.
Yeah, there's so much information. How are you? How much has that, even since you got in pro ball, which has not that long, it seems like the amount of information that's available about you, about other guys and everything else, how have you been able to kind of condense that and make that work for you without getting overwhelmed by it?
Overwhelmed is right, because the growth has been exponential on the analytical side of the game. And it's really just staying on top of it, staying ahead, being with the trends, staying up to date. I am getting a lot of info on what my pitches are doing and how to manipulate them via analytics, and it's helping me put it in action and get better results.
So really more than just straight video where you can see you can see what
the watching the video is blind to me, because you can't see in detail what the pitch is doing unless you see the numbers. So using the numbers to polish the pitches is big for me.
All right, now I know that Message is the bullpen coach, but you got Joel Hanrahan. I think you were with him last year as well, right? Coming up.
I was.
Okay,
yeah,
so what's the relationship? Are you guys sick of each other yet?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't gotten to that point. I don't think it ever will. He's been a mentor for me. He really jump started my career, kicked me in the ass, and then has looked over me all the way. He saw, what I had in me before I did. So it's cool that. To have someone believe in you, that caliber of guy.
Now, I'm assuming that wasn't a literal kick in the ass, although knowing Hanrahan as I do,
it
might have been. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we can. I think we can say those.
Okay.
This will be online anyway, most of it. But how did he get your attention, I guess?
It was coming into camp one year. He pulled some staff together. He saw the potential I had. He saw my ceiling. I always knew I had it. But I had some growth and maturity to grow into, so they made that happen quicker than it was going to. And like I said, it jump-started my career. So thanks to Hanrahan and, the Pirates org for trusting me and seeing that in me.
Well, the thing is, Hanrahan, talking to him, I mean, he was in a similar spot. I think he kind of sees a lot of
Absolutely.
You and
yeah.
a lot of him and you, I guess.
And that's what a lot of people tell me, is he's like that to me, because he was the same guy, when he was coming up. And, yeah, I idol him, so I'm going to listen to him, hopefully have a career, half as great as he did.
So you'll probably get him again this year, I would think. I mean, maybe you can stick, but if you start out the season in Indy, then you're going to get him again, right?
Yeah. No, that'd be the case there. So, whatever happens, happens.
But how has his advice changed? He gave you the kick in the rear, but outside of that, how has it changed over the years?
As he sees me grow up, he delivers it in different ways, as in before he had to be you know, kind of up in my face, harsh, telling me. And I was a kid, and now it's like, you know, just little things here and there. He's helped me be a pro, or like it'll be paperwork. He'll come over and be like, hey, this is a, like, coaches don't normally do that. That's awesome to have a guy like that. Like, he comes up, he's like, hey, you got this figured out. It's like a damn uncle.
Well, he doesn't. The thing is that I was, when he got into coaching, I was surprised. Mm-hmm. Just knowing him a little bit, that he'd have the temperament for it.
Uh-huh. And I spend a lot of time around like his wife and kids, and I see him in them, you know, because I didn't know him when he was younger, but I see it in his kids, and I'm like, okay, so you're a little bit of both of these. You're definitely, you know, a tough, an ordeal, I'd say.